broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Welcome to a new year, folks. It's January 3rd, and we're in the studio. I have a special person in the studio with me, and her name is Bridgetta. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And so should I describe you a little bit? You're just beautiful, very bubbly.
Thanks.
Very funny, and I thought you'd be a great addition to the show this morning, so welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Did you have a nice New Year's?
I had a great New Year's, yes. Yeah. It was my birthday on Christmas, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Happy
Thanks.
Birthday. Belated, but...
It's all good.
Yeah, we won't ask you how old you are. I don't know why women don't like to share that.
You know what? I don't either. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm proud for who I am. So I don't. You can ask me, ask away. It's my Jesus year is what I call it.
Really? Why is that? Is that when he died?
Yeah, I'm 33. Ah!
Wow. I wouldn't have thought that. I would think in your 20s, really.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very, very good. Well, you know, yeah. I mean, you're on the right track. You'd probably be like 70 years old and still glamorous and beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I'll have like a cane. I'll decrepit and everything.
Yeah.
I'll still go out and walk the carpet. And
yeah. So your birthday is on Christmas Day?
Christmas Day.
Wow.
I know. And it's good, but then it's bad. Like, I love being on Christmas Day because, you know, I think it's good.
Uh-huh.
But in so many ways, people forget about me.
Really?
Yes. It's like,
oh there's something else, yeah.
Like, what about me? And they're like, oh, Merry Christmas. And I always reply back, and happy birthday to me. You forgot that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That must have been fun for your parents when you were born on Christmas Day.
I think so. You know what's even weirder?
What's that?
Is that my brother is born on Christmas Eve.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Is he older or younger?
He's younger. He's 6 years younger.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And do you have other siblings too?
I do. I have a sister. She's 21. She's actually on Team USA for figure skating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And so she's going to go to the Olympics and stuff?
She just actually stopped working with them because she fell and got a concussion. So, yeah. So now she's coaching and she's in school for holistic healing.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's crazy. We're all, yeah.
So you're three siblings, right?
Three siblings.
In the family. And you're originally from?
Maryland.
Maryland, right? That's right. You told me. My memory's not that good. It's more like a goldfish, you know?
It's all good.
Yeah.
But a cute goldfish.
Yeah. So you grew up in Maryland? Is that where you were born to?
Yes, I grew up in outside of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, been there forever. Diehard Ravens fan.
Really?
Yes.
So you grew up there, and then what did you do there? I mean, at like growing up and stuff after, let's say, high school.
High school, let's see. Well, I was in theater my whole life, pretty much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From a young age?
From a really young age. Actually, I was really shy when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I was the girl that if you were to talk to me, I wouldn't answer.
Really?
I'd crawl like under my mom's skirt, which is so weird. And I would whisper her the answer, and then she would have to tell you.
Really?
I was terrified of people.
Wow.
I don't know what's
Isn't that amazing how we go through transitions, and then we suddenly become the total opposite?
Exactly. Like,
wow.
Man, I'll shut up now. It's crazy. But
so you started in theater.
So they put me in theater, actually.
From what age?
I started probably when I was 8 years old.
Really?
Yeah,
that early, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know. It's because I was so quiet. They wanted me to get out there.
And be in front of people and stuff. Wow.
Yeah.
Was it difficult for you?
It was really difficult at first. Oh. And my first drama coach used to squirt me with a water gun if I wasn't loud enough. So, yeah, I learned quick to talk. I'll just say anything just because she would squirt me. I don't want to get squirted.
Funny. Cool.
Yeah.
And so then you went to high school. What about after high school? Did you know what you wanted to do at that point?
I had always wanted to be in dance or acting. It was pretty much always my thing. So after that, I moved to New York for a little bit.
York City?
Yeah, New York City. And I was a dancer. I actually used to dance for Britney Spears.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How cool.
And so,
that was like a long time ago, huh?
I know.
Like, what, 10 years ago or something?
It was 2001.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. Long time ago. Yeah, 10 years ago.
So you're that great a dancer then.
Yeah, you
must have been pretty good at that time. Or I don't know how you are now, but I'm sure if Britney Spears picked you.
Yeah.
Then how many dancers were there in total?
You know, it changed from show to show. And what's crazy is how I got it. This is a weird story. And this is why I say to people, you can do anything no matter what. I went to New York and I was there for the audition, and I was like 3,700 something.
Wow.
I was the very last one to go.
Really?
Yeah. And my mother's like, why are you wasting your time? You're never going to get it. They're only picking like 5 people, blah, blah, blah. You know, the very Maryland's / New York accent.
Yeah, I probably would have said that to my kid too.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Just because you're saying that, now I'm staying here on purpose. I'm staying here longer. Like,
yeah.
And it's crazy because I got chosen.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I waited over 8 hours in line.
Yeah.
And I'm the very last person to go. And I'm like, yeah, you saved the best for last.
Yeah. Wow.
And I got chosen. Yeah. So.
Wow. So it was that simple, huh? So you went in and auditioned and stuff. Now, do you have to dance with other people to audition, or is it just you?
At first, just you. And then they had you go to Broadway Dance Center, and you danced with a whole group of people, and then they chose you from there. But at least I got chosen to go there, and then I got chosen. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Did you ever see the movie Staying Alive with John Travolta and Cynthia Rhodes, I think it was? That was like the follow-on to Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
But that was about dancing.
Yep.
You remember that?
Yeah.
So they had like dancers and they showed you like behind the scene of how it goes. You know? So it's pretty difficult. It's not easy, huh?
It's intense. You really have to train like every day. So,
really?
Yeah. And that's why I don't dance anymore. I miss it.
Because because you don't want to train anymore.
I know. It's so time consuming. I'm like, eh. I don't have time for that anymore. Yeah.
So you danced in New York for a while.
For a while. Mm-hmm.
Did you have to travel with Britney Spears also around the country? Or
just did her New York shows.
Oh, just New York.
Mm-hmm.
So they have different dancers for different cities and stuff?
They do. She's got like a couple permanent dancers that kind of go everywhere with her. I think there's like 5 or 6 dancers that kind of go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the big shows, they hire more on. So I only did MTV. I work with MTV and then all her shows in New York. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And
what was the total of dancers there? How many do you think there were?
I think on the one big show, there was probably about 20.
Really?
20, yeah. Like, yeah. There were
she really focuses on the dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I love that kind of stuff,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. Well, you'll have to dance for us sometime.
Ooh. Right here on the table.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So you were in New York for, a couple of years or something?
I was there for maybe 2 years. Yeah, and then I moved to North Carolina.
Wow.
I know that's
What
weird.
Happened there? I mean, did you get tired of New York or what happened?
I love New York, but there was, they were looking for dancers to come teach for, it's a John Travolta film.
Really?
And, yeah. It was a domestic disturbance, which is what it was. And they wanted there was a wedding scene, and they wanted choreographers for the wedding scene.
Right.
So I came down there to, I'll go there. Like,
they told you it's in South Carolina and you have to go there to do it?
North Carolina, yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And so,
North Carolina, right.
I love it there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
It's beautiful.
Really?
It is like the...
It's like you rarely hear of these places,
you
know? It's like, who goes to North Carolina? You know?
It's so beautiful, though.
Yeah.
I have to say that out of all the beaches I've been to in the U.S., and I've been to a lot, I have to say that I think Wrightsville Beach is one of the most beautiful beaches.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check it out then.
You should.
Yeah, I've never been to that part of the country. I mean, the closest there was in Miami, I guess.
And, I like Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stuff. But, yeah, North Carolina sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is that where Myrtle Beach is?
It is. It's like 40 minutes away from there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, south. Yeah,
cool.
South.
Well, we already have a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. How's it going? How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. How are you?
Hello.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Are you
hey, Bridgetta, how's it going?
I'm going good. How are you?
I figured it's probably for you.
Yeah.
Who's calling?
I just called in to say hi to Bridgetta. You probably know me as Jesse Mexi from your Twitter page.
Oh, hi.
I don't know if you...
Yay.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
You see, the whole world is following you.
Yeah, I told her I would try and call in today, and so I wanted to call in and say hi and, you know, see how everything was going, so...
That's
I was
cool.
pretty cool. I never knew that you were a background dancer for Britney Spears.
That's how it all started.
Yeah. See, there's probably a lot of things about her we don't know yet, but we'll find out.
that's probably true.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Riverside.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're nearby.
Yeah, Inland Empire.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever meet in person or just through Twitter?
We haven't just through Twitter yet, and it's fun.
Just through Twitter.
Yeah, and it's good to put a voice finally to the tweets.
Yeah.
yeah, that's true. Now, I've been a fan of yours since, I think I told you on Twitter, but I remember from the first time I saw you on, remember the Project My World show that you did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw you on there, I was like, wow.
Blown away.
I had a big crush on you ever since then.
Aww.
So.
Thank you.
Must be nice, huh? to have fans around the world.
I've been a fan of hers ever since then. And that was probably, how long ago was that show that you did? Was it about 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, that was in 2007, actually. 2007? Yeah.
I remember watching it on DirecTV when I used to have DirecTV at that time.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for calling, man. That's really nice of you.
Yeah.
Okay, you too. All right. Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Bye,
Brigetta.
Bye. Take care.
Aww. All the fans are coming out of the woodwork now.
It's so cool to, like, finally, because we've been tweeting a lot. We talk all the time on Twitter, and it's finally good to put a voice to who that is. That's cool. Yeah.
Now, I find it strange to communicate one-on-one on Twitter that much. I mean, I think Facebook is easier for that, right? So, but it is possible, right, on Twitter?
It depends.
What, direct messages and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's different, I think, with Twitter. You don't know the people as well. Because, like, you don't, there's no, like, there's a profile, but you don't.
You don't have to give them permission to follow you and stuff. Yeah.
And it's cool because you meet more people that way, I feel like. And I know when I was at Go Burger, for example, the one on Hollywood, and I was mad at them because they didn't have anything on the menu. They were out of everything. So I tweeted about it. When I get mad, I tweet. So I tweeted about how mad I was and that it was horrible service and whatever. And they tweeted me back, like, instantly.
Really?
They were like, I'm so sorry. How can we fix this?
Wow. Yeah. The restaurant itself did.
Like, the management, I guess. They pay attention to their Twitter.
And
they texted back right away, and they said, I'm sorry, how can we fix it? And I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to now tweet more often. So I do.
People are hearing me. Yeah.
You should do that, too. You should tweet wherever you go.
I guess, I'm not that much into Twitter because I feel there's more of a community in Facebook, you know? It's sort of like you can see whatever everybody's writing and you don't have to start looking for it and stuff. But I mean, I can see the benefits of Twitter. You know, a lot of people live by that.
I love Twitter.
Do you?
Yes. In fact, when I got my new phone yesterday, I was sitting there and I was like, how can I tweet? And I was literally tweeting every like couple minutes. I'm like, people are going to get irritated with just my updates.
Yeah.
But I was having fun.
So do you tweet about anything?
It depends. Like, if I'm bored, I'm tweeting and I'm finding something stupid to tweet about. And if it's a sports game, because I'm a crazy football fan, I'm tweeting.
Really?
I'm absolutely tweeting. Yeah. And they're not so nice sometimes.
Yeah. So have you been following football this season?
Ravens.
Yeah. Ravens? Are they doing well?
Oh, my gosh. We're going to the playoffs.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. They clinched the division or wild card?
No. Actually, we are second. Pats are first right now. So.
Okay. So it's wild card.
No. It's Pats are first. We're second. And the wild card goes to the Steelers, actually got the wild card.
I see. Okay.
Who else got the other wild card? I can't remember. But I know it's like we have two games. It's Houston and I know the Steelers and why am I being brain dead right now?
Yeah,
the other two
that's
teams,
okay.
But
we believe you.
It was a long day yesterday. We won. That's all I care. And we have off this week, so we'll see who wins this week and then who we're gonna play. So.
Wow, that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
You'd probably be ecstatic if they go to the Super Bowl.
I will die. I will go crazy.
Are they a pretty good team?
Yeah, we're an amazing team. We really are. I think they've stepped up a lot this year. I mean, we've had our issues. Don't get me wrong. We've had our issues. It's like whenever we go against a team we think that won't do well, like the Chargers, for example. Sorry, Chargers fans. But like Chargers or Jacksonville, like they're not as great teams as we are. And and when we played them, it's like we let our guard down and we just don't care. And then all of a sudden, they beat us. And it's like, how did the Chargers beat us? How did Jacksonville beat us? They're like, Jacksonville's one of the worst teams. What? It's ridiculous. But it happened. And I have to say, we've only lost four games, and they've been on the road.
Wow, so. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love football, but I haven't been following it just because I don't have the patience to sit through a game anymore, you know? I used to and stuff, you know, drink a couple beers and that, and then you relax and you can watch it, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm too restless. I can't watch TV anymore. I don't know what it is.
You
know?
You got to watch the Red Zone, so it's like all the different games all at once.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're good. Yeah.
But there's only a couple shows we watch. We watch Two and a Half Men.
Okay.
Do you watch that at all?
I don't.
The new one?
I don't watch the new one. Yeah. I kind of want to see it. How's Ashton doing?
It's pretty funny.
Yeah?
You know, it's a pretty funny show, yeah. And it's totally out there. I mean, they use the words vagina and penis like...
Do they really?
Yeah, like there's no tomorrow. You
I'm
know?
Not even allowed to say penis.
Yeah.
On, like, you know, I have that commercial. We're not even allowed to say penis.
No, they say everything, man. I mean, they referred to the guy... Okay, they referred to his... to Alan, who is, what's his name, John Cryer.
Okay.
They refer to him as sucking his own penis.
Do they really?
They,
oh, my God.
They refer to that, you know?
Then how come and I have to say certain part of the male body? I can't say it.
No, no, you can say whatever you want. You want to say cock, you want to say whatever, you know, you can say it.
Awesome. Yeah. Penis. Just because I can.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know.
So, I mean, do you usually talk dirty, like... In your life, or do you stay pretty clean?
No, I have a potty mouth.
Do you?
Yeah.
Good. Because I don't want to offend you with anything.
Oh, no.
You know?
I have a potty mouth. It's bad. I'm usually tame at first if I don't know someone. And then I'm like, if it's football, though, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Just ignore me because it's bad.
Yeah.
But I am usually tame otherwise if I don't know you. But if I know you, it's all coming out.
Yeah.
It's like the toilet.
All the guards are down.
Exactly. Exactly.
So now high school, were you like popular in high school? Did you do the cheerleader thing and all that stuff?
I wasn't into cheerleaders. I hated the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I really
most
did.
Most people do.
I was on dance team. So
oh, wow.
I did basketball games like halftime and stuff. I played hockey.
That's fine.
Really? Yeah, I played field hockey.
Wow.
So I did that for 6 years, I guess. And then that drama. Really?
So you're pretty active. You're into like physical work and things like that. Yeah. Do you still work out and stuff?
Or, I do, yeah.
Wow.
Actually, now I'm training for a 12K.
Really?
I know. Isn't that insane?
It is.
I'm like, what am I thinking?
I know. Some people love to push themselves that way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people that run the marathon and stuff. It's like, yeah, what are you thinking, you know?
It's like, but, it's just your challenge of trying to beat yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm doing the Spartan race. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's,
no.
Okay. It's so... You should do it.
I should, huh?
You should totally do it.
Yeah.
I recommend everyone to try it once. It's crazy.
I can't run 10 feet. Are
really?
You kidding me? Go on.
It's fun. So it's like the first one I did was only a couple miles, and I think it was a 5K. Yes, it was a 5K. So it wasn't much, but it's straight uphill, and it's kind of like a military run. So you're ducking, like there's barbed wire, and obstacles, and it's a mud run. So you are ducking, like the barbed wire is really close to your shoulder, so you have to get down really low, like force your face in the mud.
Whoa.
And we were rolling all the way uphill for like a long time. And then you have mud puddles, and then we had to carry tires uphill and downhill. Like,
oh, my God.
Pull cement from trees. And, I mean, it's
what's
insane.
What's that about?
It's fun. It's a complete military run. And but it's such a good challenge. When I was done, I'm like, what? When I'm doing it, I'm like, what am I doing and why? Never doing this again.
Yeah.
And then I get down, I'm like, that was amazing. I feel so accomplished. So I'm doing, so I'm doing that again, but it's now 12K.
Yeah.
Crazy.
When is that happening?
That is the end of January.
End of January, so it's coming up.
It's coming up, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
So you training hard for it?
I just started.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Well, I hope you make it.
I will. I will finish no matter what. Like, I'm very competitive against myself, like I said.
Really?
So I'll do it. And then
what's the farthest you've ever run?
I don't know. I did a marathon, actually.
Oh, you
did
do a marathon. Really?
Yeah, a marathon.
And you finished it?
I did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Like, to my death, almost.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It. Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, I like staying active with whether it's running or hiking or biking. Actually, you know what? The longest I've ever done was Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon. What'd you do there?
Crazy.
Ran there?
Yeah. Well, we hiked. Yeah, right. I ran all the way there. we went there, and it was 10 miles a day, But it was literally 7,000 feet. You start here and you go all the way down to the bottom. Wow. And it was crazy. And so we carried 50-pound packs on our back. Like, I had 50 pounds on my back. Do you know how hard that is?
I'm sure it is. Shit.
And it's like you look down and there's a cliff. And you're like, oh, my God. And it's not even about – that's where you're like you realize – this is life or death. It's not even a game anymore. Like, if you fall, you're dead.
Yeah.
It's not like Disneyland where it's like, oh, this is fun. I'm up high. And like, no. Like, you fall, one slip, and psh, there you go. So that was crazy. But it was the best experience I've ever had.
Yeah. Wow. You know that new lookout they built there, you know, like all glass and stuff, you know, over the canyon?
Yeah.
When I look at this thing, I go, you know, there's no way. There's no way I would get on this. It's because, like, you're walking on glass, right? And you can see below.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, looking at that thing, and I'm going, man, that would be, like, beautiful to see that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's like I never used to have, like, fear of heights and stuff. But I think as I've gotten older, I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to do this. You know?
It's scary.
It is. It's really scary because it's so deep.
Yeah. Know? And you're like, what if
what
it breaks?
Drop, or, yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, have you been to the Palms, like Ghost Bar?
No.
They've got it's a really tall building as well. I forget how many stories, but they've got the glass set out too, and so you can stand on it.
Really?
And so, but when you're drunk and you're up in the air and you're looking down, everyone's like, go over it, and I'm like, what if this thing breaks? Like, no way, you're crazy. Like, no way am I doing that. and it's silly for me to say, because, like, one of my shows that I was on, that's what we did. We jumped off buildings and we did crazy things. But
you jumped off buildings?
Yeah.
What show was that?
Project My World.
Project
My World.
My World?
Yeah.
Wow. I never heard of that.
Yeah.
What is it? Like a reality show?
It was a show about me and two other girls. And we traveled around the world. We went to New Zealand and Australia was the last season.
Wow.
And
where all the extreme sports and everything
is, huh? Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was awesome. But I'm the adventure girl.
Yeah.
And the other girls, one of the girls dated guys around the world. And the other girl, we called her the show ho.
So each one of you had to do different things?
Yeah. And then we all did it together. We all went on the adventures together, but I found them. And then the other girl, she found the best, I mean, most amazing unsigned indie bands around the world, which was really cool. We brought music, you know, to the U.S. that you normally wouldn't hear.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And how long were you there in Australia and New Zealand?
We were there for about 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
really
amazing.
So it was like a whole season almost.
It was
a
whole season, yeah. Wow. It was so awesome, and I have to say, like, the first day one we get there and we're in New Zealand, and I have to jump off this building, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh my God, I know I have to go first because I'm the adventure girl.
Yeah.
But I literally was peeing my pants.
Wow.
I got there and I looked at the building and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe
you're crazy.
I'm doing this. But I'm like, okay, I'm getting paid to do this. I'm here. I have to prove to everyone I can do it. I am adventure girl. I totally am. And it's like, I was literally freaking out. But once I did it, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how long ago was this? How come I never heard of this show?
I don't know.
Was it pretty popular?
It was pretty popular. It was on DirecTV. Did you have
DirecTV? Oh, okay. That's why I never got to watch it. Okay. So how long ago was this now?
It was like 2007, 2008.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. A few years ago.
Yeah.
And how did you get picked? How many people were, like, auditioning for this thing?
You know, it's crazy.
Again, a lot.
There were, like, 3,000 people, actually. Yeah. It was funny. It was the two girls. The other two girls, they developed the show, and it was their show. And they were looking for the third girl, the adventure girl. And so I tried out, and I have a snake.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I have a python.
At home?
I do.
A
no,
python?
It's in my pocket. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. A python?
I have a python.
Wow.
Yeah. And
I can't even stand to look at pictures of snakes.
Really? Oh, my God.
My God.
I should just bring her.
Oh, yeah. How big?
She's about, like, I don't know, a couple feet. I don't know. A
couple feet?
What do you think
that is?
Okay,
so it's not.
Like 4 feet?
That's about, four feet or so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She's great, though. I love her.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm insane.
Now, what do you do, like, when you date and you bring people over? Don't they freak out?
Good.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Yeah, good. I'm a little bit out there.
Yeah. So you let her, like, around the house and stuff like that, outside the cage or what?
Sometimes. I mean, I have dogs too, so I can't let her out around the dogs.
Right.
I mean, not that she would do anything.
Right.
As long as she was fed, she'd be okay. But I just don't want to even put them near the dogs. So
yeah.
I take her out usually at night, especially when I have parties. That's the fun part. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's the snake. And they freak out, and I like to freak them out too. So I take it out.
All right, we have another call. Let's see who that is. Good morning, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, you're on the air. Okay, they hung up. They probably didn't even intend to call a radio station.
Maybe maybe I scared them with a snake. I don't know.
So now what do you feed the snake?
Rats.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Live rats.
Live rats?
Yep.
You're disgusting.
I told you I was out there.
Wow.
She's gotta eat.
Now, where did you get this? At what point did you decide I want a snake?
Okay, this is like, this is how it all ties in. So when I was in North Carolina, I used to work on Dawson's Creek back in the day.
Oh, okay. And I've heard of that one.
Yeah, so there you go. And I worked there like probably like 3 days a week or so. But on the other days, I worked at a place called the Serpentarium. And the Serpentarium is, it's in Cape Fear, and it's a place where, like, the deadliest snakes in the world are there.
Wow.
Literally deadliest snakes. And so I love being there. It was amazing. I learned so much. I mean, we had bushmasters and mambas, and it was crazy. And we have every kind of species you can imagine that's deadly is there. And one day, someone dropped off our python, and they said, well, she's not poisonous, so we can't keep her. They're like, do you want her? And so I said, yeah. And so that's how I got her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well,
had you ever been afraid of snakes before that?
No.
Never, huh?
Never. Well, because they're in our basement growing up.
Yeah.
And my mother would, like, it was really funny. She would, like, stand on a chair and freak out. I'm like, standing on a chair is going to help from a snake.
Yeah.
Really? Like, what are you doing? So I'd have to go down with my dad, and we would, like, scoop them out of the basement or, you know, put them in the backyard.
Wow.
So,
how did they get to your basement?
We live in the woods in Maryland.
Oh,
so
I see.
They crawl in through. They can get in through anything, pretty much. Anywhere. Yeah. The vents, anything.
Yeah.
Leave a door open for a second.
So snakes weren't new for you. I mean, you were, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm a weirdo. I used to collect frogs when I was younger.
Like, really?
Yeah. I was such a tomboy.
Yeah.
Such a tomboy.
I know. Cool. It's amazing how many women, you know, grew up to be very feminine, but they used to be tomboys when they were younger, you know?
Yeah.
I hear that all the time. It's pretty interesting. My daughter also, she's 21,
mm-hmm.
always been a tomboy. Suddenly she's starting to take a purse with her.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what are you doing with a purse, you know? Never seen you with a purse before. And it's so weird to see her with it, you know?
Aww.
So, I guess people change, you know? It's funny.
I'm still a tomboy.
Yeah?
I completely am. Yeah,
well, obviously with all your action there and stuff like that. Whoa.
Yeah.
So that show was like, so you had to do all kinds of challenges and stuff like Fear Factor or something like that? Is that what it was?
Kind of. It was a little different. It was more of like we were founding the culture of each city we went to. So whatever town we went to, we found the craziest thing to do. So in New Zealand, they jump off the buildings. We went skydiving in Cairns, Australia, where the Great Barrier Reef is.
Wow. Was that like? That was your first time jumping off of a plane?
It was.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Really?
It was so incredible. Wow. It was like orgasmic.
You're
incredible.
Definitely adventurous.
Yeah, kind of. It was awesome. Like, I love skydiving.
Really?
Have
you done it again after that?
I've only gone once after that, but I want to do more.
Yeah.
And I haven't done it recently, but I want to go again.
Wow.
I have a friend. I actually became really good friends with the instructor.
Really?
So he comes out here. Okay, he's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of base jumping?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay.
What's base jumping?
It is when, this is what he does. It's when you jump off buildings with, like, parachutes or, like, the fly suit.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That is insane. So that's what he does. So he comes out here from Australia. He travels around the world and jumps off buildings. Or he says as long as it's 20 stories high, he can jump off of it.
Really?
Yeah. That's insane.
Wow.
But usually he just goes off, like, you know. And so I think he jumped off the Empire State Building and something else. Like, you know, we get in trouble for a couple of things.
Yes, right.
And I know there's this place in Utah. I forget what it's called, but it's a really well-known place. And like every year it's illegal to jump off, but every year, like one day in November, it's legal. So like everyone goes to jump off of it. Yeah. So they come on here for that. Yeah, I know.
People do crazy shit.
I know.
Man.
I've considered it. I'm like, maybe I should do this.
Yeah, might as well. It's one of the things you haven't done.
I know. I'll probably kill myself this time. But hey, it was fun. on while it lasted.
So in Australia, you jumped off a building, actually?
Yeah, we jumped off a building. It was so
with
fun.
A parachute?
Well, it's weird.
Or
it's
with
this,
the bungee.
It's got this bungee cord. So
right.
What it is like you're on this tall building, and it's kind of like, you know, the Stratosphere in Vegas?
Yes.
So it's kind of like that,
uh-huh.
But it's a little, maybe a little bit taller. And right. it's actually the tallest building in the Southern Hemisphere.
Really?
Yeah, I know. And it's just crazy. And so we go up there, take a long elevator up, just kind of like, it's just designed exactly like the Stratosphere. So if you picture that, just taller. So we're out there, and then there's like plank. There's a really big, long plank. And they're like, you have to walk. Like, I was thinking, oh, I can just run and jump off.
Uh-huh.
No, they make you walk this plank.
Really?
And I mean, and it's like a plank where like you can't, if I were to reach my arms out,
uh-huh.
I can't reach both sides because there's
right.
holes on each side. So it's like I'm barely touching. So it's so scary. And it, the wind, it's so windy up there and the wind's blowing. And they chain your leg
uh-huh.
to the side, to the rail. So when you get to the end of it, there's this like hook. And they hook your back, like you have a pack on.
Right.
They hook you to this this rope thing.
Okay.
But you have to go, you have to walk this like, I don't know, it's a, I don't know how many feet, maybe
right.
like 15 feet or something out there.
Wow.
So you're like all alone.
And you have to balance yourself.
Yeah, and wow. it's so scary. And you have to, all this is a chain. So what if I fall, the chain's going to save me?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, like what? And the chain's only like, you know, like not even a foot. It's like, okay. So you're like walking this plank, and then there's a person out there who's like strapped in, and then they hook you up, and then they go, 3, 2, 1, go. And so I just, I literally was going to pee myself, but I went.
Wow.
I jumped. And what it does is it's free fall all the way down to the 30th floor
mm-hmm.
because you're on that that chain.
Right.
And then when you get to the 30th floor, that chain runs out. And then it's
okay.
on a crank, so it slows, it actually, it slows you down.
I see,
so when
okay.
you, by the time you get to the ground level,
mm-hmm.
you're still going kind of fast, so you have to lift your legs up because you could, you know, break them or something. So you lift them up at the same time, and then there's like a trampoline at the bottom, and you like bounce, and then you're okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It's
I mean,
really
you know,
fun.
I gotta admit.
It's really fun. You should do it.
Yeah.
If you're ever in Australia, you should
yeah.
go.
Yeah, I know. They do all the craziest things,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. I know.
Were you in Sydney there? Didn't you go on the bridge like everybody does?
I wanted to go on the Sydney bridge, on that bridge, but they said it wasn't challenging enough for us.
Yeah.
They're like, no, everybody
I guess,
does
yeah,
it.
That's like a big deal.
I wanted to. We got tattoos in Sydney.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What's that tattoo about?
This tattoo is my sign. So my birthday is on Christmas. So,
uh-huh.
But I'm into astrology. So my birthday is, I'm Capricorn in the books, but if you study astrology, I'm also Sagittarius. So
I see.
Right on the cusp, and I
uh-huh.
definitely am way more Sag than I am Cap. So this is a combination of like half Capricorn and half Sagittarius.
Wow,
yeah,
that's pretty cool. And you have it on your wrist,
mm-hmm.
the bottom of your wrist.
My left wrist,
and
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Thanks. And then I also got the Egyptian Eye of Horus on the back of my neck.
Really?
Yeah, at the same time, yeah. It was fun.
I would imagine someone like you would get a tattoo, you
yeah.
know? I mean, you need to challenge yourself.
I do. I do. It's like, what next? What next? Yeah.
Yeah. So this is funny about the plank because I saw some of your pictures. You love to plank, don't you?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you've got so many plank pictures. Now, for those of you who don't know, planking is like you lie down on your stomach
yep.
With your arms next to you and you just lie on things, right?
Yeah,
really straight,
yep.
like a plank.
Like a plank.
Right.
Like I'm a piece of wood. I'm
right.
a plank.
And it's so funny to watch. Some people don't get it, you know?
No, they don't.
For me, it's like so funny. And you planked on some funny things, man.
Oh, there's the cop car, I think, was the best.
Yeah, the cop car was funny,
it was
huh?
so funny. I was downtown L.A., and I came out of the subway. Actually, I was planking in the subway. That
uh-huh.
was really funny.
Really?
So I'm in the subway, and this is hilarious. And you know the windows in the subway?
Uh-huh.
So there's this lady sitting there, and I wanted to, like, plank against the window. So you put your feet up against the back of the subway, and then
uh-huh.
I put my hands up against the window.
Right.
And you kind of just lay in the window.
Uh-huh.
Sounds weird, but...
I can picture it.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I wanted to do that, and this lady goes and sits down below, and I'm like, darn it, I'm going to do it anyway. So I did it anyway, and she's like in like my chest practically,
yeah.
and she looks up, and I'm like, don't look up. If you look up, I'm going to fall. Seriously, don't. I need the picture, please. So that was really funny. And then the whole subway bus, it's like, they're all looking at me, and they're like, it's just, it's funny, because it's a lot of... people don't ride the subway in LA, really.
Right.
You know, like in New York, you ride it, it's normal. Here, they don't ride it.
Yeah.
So everyone's looking at me like, crazy white girl. What is she doing? Like, You know? And I'm like, hi, I'm on a plank, you know, like, it's so ridiculous.
It really is.
Yeah.
Man.
And then there was this guy had his bike on there. And so I was like, can I plank your bike? And he was like, what? I'm like, can I plank your bike? And it just sounds all weird. And he let me plank his bike. So he held the bike up and I laid against the handlebars. It really hurt. It like hurt my stomach.
Sure.
But it's balancing act too.
Yeah.
So I had to do it for the photo. So that's how that started. So I come out of the subway and there's two cops. And they're like, I'm like, they have motorcycles right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is going to sound really weird, really weird. But I want to plank your bikes. And they said, what? I'm like, I know, it sounds kind of sexual, doesn't it? But it's so not. It's so not. I want to plank your bike. And they're like, oh, what is that? And I'm like, look, I'll show you. So I was showing them my subway photos. And they're looking at me like, you crazy girl. Like, I'm like, yeah, I know. Can I do it? And they're like, okay. And it was funny because one of the guys recognized me from my late night commercial.
Wow. Oh, so you have late night commercials too. From, okay.
Well, Extends. Oh. Extends. It's. I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Okay. You'll tell us. I found out later after you told me what it's about.
Yes. Yes. The certain part of the male body that makes you larger.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll hear about that. So they recognized you?
They recognized me from there, which it's funny because most officers, most cops do. They like have. No, I guess they have nothing to do in the station at night and they just watch TV and like I'm on TV. I don't know. So, not that I have nothing to do, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So anyway, they moved their bikes and they're like, okay, go ahead, plank it. And they even gave me his helmet. And I'm like, awesome. So I laid across the two bikes in my little purple dress with heels on and we took pictures. And they were like, as long as we're not in the photo, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, cool. So that's what I did. It was funny. Yeah.
And then you did it on a cop car too.
I did it on a cop car.
So you did it
too.
On their bikes and on a car.
And the cop car, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was fun. And this is all sober, completely sober. Like,
really?
Yeah, I'm just mentally retarded.
So where did you pick it up? In Australia when you were there?
The
did
planking?
You start, yeah.
No, actually it was funny. It was a 4th of July party at my house. I have big crab feast and I have like slip and slides and we were just being silly and drunk, stupid.
Right.
This girl that was there was planking and I'm like, what is planking? And so we were looking it up and I realized, wow, it's like this new fad. Like everyone's
right.
doing it. So, well, I can do it better. And so it became this competition of like, I have to put out one every week. And I was tweeting my planks. And so I had my Twitter followers, like Twitter fans were like, oh my God, we need more. So I'm like, really? You guys are like looking at this for real? Okay. And so I kept doing it to like, you know, challenge myself, but also so that everyone could see new photos every day.
Right.
And it became like the plank challenge. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Keep planking. I think it's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
Not many people that I know do it. And some people think it's totally weird.
It's totally weird.
And crazy.
It
but
is weird.
I find it funny.
Yeah.
You know, just because people do it, you know? They do it anywhere, you know?
Exactly.
On steps, on, you know, on signs, on benches, on anything.
Actually, I was like, one of the best dates, one of the first dates I went on with someone is he took me out to dinner and afterwards we went planking all over the city.
Really?
All over Hollywood, everywhere. Like phone booths, whatever. I even did it over bathroom stalls. I climbed up on the bathroom stalls.
Oh, I saw that one on Facebook.
I planked against those. People are coming in the bathroom like, what are you doing? You're on. I'm like, I'm not peeping, I swear.
Wow.
You just want to plank. It was funny.
Yeah, you could write a book about all your planking.
I know. I thought about
you
know? It. Okay. I know. I'm out there.
So you're on late night television.
Yep.
When did that start?
Gosh, I've been doing that for 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You must be good at it.
I guess so.
So tell us what it is. It's called Extends?
It's Extends. It's an infomercial.
An infomercial.
Yep. And
right.
I've hosted it, been the spokesperson for about 8 years. And it makes that certain part of a male body larger.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So it's a penis enlargement type of
thing.
It's a penis
pill.
Now,
exactly.
What is it? Is it like an instrument or is it like pills?
Oh,
or?
No, it's pills.
Oh, it's pills.
Yeah, you take pills and it's got a lot of all natural stuff in it. But
right.
I think it's like yohimbine bean is like the main ingredient. And it not only makes you larger depending on, and don't ask how large, because it depends on each person. Like, who knows?
I mean, have you seen it work?
I've had people send me photos.
Really?
Yes.
Before and after?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like, you know, you're checking your fan mail or your email. I'm like, oh, boop, there's a big penis right there. What? Why? Why? Why?
I know. Guys think that women like that.
It's like, really? I mean, but they were trying, I get they're trying to show me like it worked or whatever. And right. I'm like, okay, all right, sure. You probably pulled it off the internet somewhere and pretend it's yours, but okay. You know, like, but even the fact that they went through that to actually find my email and email me is kind of like interesting.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Now, so this stuff, I mean, I'm always skeptical about this, but obviously it must work if they've been, if you've been doing this for 8 years.
Yeah.
They must have existed probably longer than that.
Yep.
And they're still in business. So
still in
I don't know, you know?
I mean,
it's got to work because otherwise I don't see how they'd survive.
I know. I know that it also increases orgasms. So like your orgasms as a guy are way more intense, which is crazy because, you know, it makes you more horny and it, right. which like you need to be horny enough.
Yeah.
Like really? Come on. And it makes orgasms way better.
So. Really? Mm-hmm. So is it a temporary thing? I mean, it's not like it enlarges it for good, right? It's
just for... You have to take it every day. So every day at the same time. And as long as you were to do it every day at the same time, then it you know, works, I guess. And like I said, every person's different. I mean, I've heard all kinds of things from fans. And have I had personal experience with someone that I know take it? No.
Yeah, I see.
It's all, well, actually, I mean, the people in the company take it, so, but I haven't.
Oh, really? They do, huh?
Yeah, but I haven't been with them, so I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But anyway.
What do you think? Does size matter?
You know, I used to say that it did way back then, but I don't know. I mean, I think it's more about the motion in the ocean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's because I've been with guys that aren't that huge,
right.
and they've been some of the best, you know, best experiences that I've ever had. And then I've also been with guys that are way too big, and it hurts.
And then it hurts. You don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's like that becomes like the center of attention, right?
Exactly. And it's like your damn cock. Like if only your cock wasn't that big. And it's like there's no pill you can make it shrink from it. Like you know what I mean? Like it'd be kind of cool if there was. Like for just for like, you know, just for that during that time. I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, because there's so many positions you can't do, you know, there's you can only do certain positions.
And really?
Yeah. So then it becomes so it's better if you're like in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, every girl's different, you know, everyone's form different. So
but I wonder by how much it makes it grow, though. You know, I mean, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard an inch. I've heard a couple inches.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
does it add to the girth, too?
It grows like all around. So
yeah.
It's like, you know, so it depends on like showing you
yeah.
like this and like this.
Like, it inflates.
Like this. It's like this. Yeah. In that accent too. It's like a beast. I don't know where that came from. but yeah, so I've heard all different things from everyone, and I guess maybe it depends on how much skin you have there. I don't know.
Yeah.
But basically, it puts blood to that area.
That's what
blood.
I thought. Yeah. Like Viagra. I mean, Viagra.
Kind
what
of.
It does is that it, once the blood goes in, it blocks it from leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's pretty much what it is. So maybe it's like that.
It's kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's over the counter. So.
Yeah.
Like I saw it was in Ralph's the other day, and it was in the grocery store.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I'm like, oh, cool. And then there's the drink. They have the drink, too.
Oh, they have a drink?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. I drank that drink. I'm going to tell you what happened.
What happened?
So the drink...
Don't tell me you had some growth.
No. No, yeah. My vulva grew. Like, no, not at all. The drink makes you horny. Like, super horny.
Really?
And, yeah. And so I drink a lot of caffeine, or I used to drink a lot of caffeine. And I don't anymore. But I had one, and I'm like, okay, whatever. And then as soon as I had the second can, like just maybe half of the second can, all of a sudden I got like, ooh, like, wow, like really, really randy.
Really?
And yeah, and so it did make me really horny. Wow. And so it did work. It actually worked. And it's kind of like, this is kind of like a drink form of ecstasy in a way.
Yeah.
But like not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so it was really good. But the only thing, the bad side with it, with me, is that it made you burp.
Really?
Like, as a female, like maybe we shouldn't be drinking it. Like the men, it's fine. Like they have, but I burped, but it was like the smelliest burps.
Really?
Like I could clear a room. It was so stinky. Like I'm not even kidding. And we were shooting. This is really funny. We were shooting a show that I was trying to pitch, and I was in the music booth. So I was in this, you know, like the sound booth is really small.
Right.
So I'm in the sound booth with the cameraman. And I'm like, I couldn't stop burping. It was so bad. And he's like, oh, my God. I'm like, I know. It's the Extends drink. Like, that's what it is. It's worse than like a male fart.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, that's
But
coming.
Does it taste okay?
I mean, it tastes amazing. Like yeah. It tastes great.
Really?
I just think that maybe as a girl drinking it, because they say it doesn't matter who drinks it, it just makes you horny.
Right.
But I think for me drinking it, I don't know, whatever reason, it didn't react right. And I had smelly burps.
Yeah.
So I don't drink it anymore.
Wow. Yeah. I don't see who would need help getting horny though. I mean, it's, you know, usually you get horny pretty quickly. It's taking care of it that can take a little, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, right.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like going to a strip club. You go there and you just get horny.
You know?
You don't necessarily get off. What's the point?
Right.
You know?
Unless you go in the back room.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know what goes on in that back room.
Yeah, but I'm horny all the time. I really don't need that drink, you know.
Yeah, then you probably don't. You know what's crazy is like, okay, like for example, you say you're horny all the time. Most, right. I think a lot of men are.
Yes.
But you know what's interesting is I go to the gym. I go to LA Fitness. And I'm in LA Fitness, and I'm in there, and I'm going to get the drinks. You know, they have all the, you know, like Gatorades and whatever.
Right.
They have Extends in there.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Why? Why? When I go to the gym, men are already horny, and it's like, I don't know what it is, but when you work out and you see a female, like, jogging, maybe it's the boobs that are jogging on the treadmill. I don't know what it is, but, like, guys just, like, stare. You know, or maybe it's the sweat, like, the sweaty. What is it? Is it?
I think just if it's a beautiful woman, mm-hmm. guys stare. You know?
Yeah.
And if you wear like leotards or whatever, you know, then I mean, there's something to look at. Yeah.
And
I'm telling you, it's like guys, you know, they get horny at anything.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it seems like. You know? But no, I can imagine, you know, being a hot chick and stuff, you attract a lot of attention.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that's why someone like you needs to go to a female only.
But it's not boring.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no motivation.
I know.
You know, I'm looking around like,
You like when they check you out, it motivates you.
A little bit. I mean, don't come up to me. You know what I mean? And, like, I don't want people staring because that actually, when I look all disgusting and gnarly and there's, like, sweat everywhere, it's like, maybe that's hot to you. I don't know. But it's like, don't come and talk to me then. Unless you're going to show me how to change my form on something, that's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
That can be sexy, yes. Then you could approach me. Otherwise, don't. Just don't do it. But the fact that they still extend to the gym is, like, beyond me. Like, guys need to be hornier at the gym. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
You know?
I guess they figure, you know, what the hell, you know, if people are coming there and maybe they're thinking of sex, extends might be the right thing for them. You know?
I guess.
Wow.
That's weird. It's like I'm going to get raped in the parking lot. I better be careful.
So now what channel are you on? I mean, can we, like, watch you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Extends is on, the infomercial is on almost every single night on almost every channel. It's on, I think, a lot of, like, Spike and Comedy Central, MTV.
I see.
It's on, it's on a lot of channels, and it's only on late night.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Like, what time does it start? Midnight?
Around midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning to, like, I think.
So I'll have to do channel surfing and all that until I find it.
Until you see it. Yeah. And you'll be like, oh, there it is. Oh, yes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Do you have any of it on YouTube at all?
Oh, there's plenty on YouTube.
Really?
People like to talk a lot of shit about it, too. It's pretty funny. I'm like, whatever. I don't care. At least you're talking about me.
Yeah.
Whatever. But it's on, there's a lot on YouTube. Oh,
wow.
God. Yeah.
So you're the spokesperson, huh? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have to go on tours and stuff like that,
too? I've done a few things with them.
Yeah.
I mean, right now they're focusing more on the sports side because they have a lot invested in sports now. So they've got NASCAR. They've got a car on NASCAR. And Kevin Conway is the main driver for them. And they also got, I think they're doing motocross now, and they're doing wakeboarding and all kinds of stuff. So they're sponsoring a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, anywhere where there's guys, I guess. You know, that's where they go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I got to go to a couple of NASCAR races, so that was pretty.
Did you really?
Cool. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. What was that like?
I love NASCAR.
Do you?
Know. I'm such a redneck at heart. I swear. I'm such a geek. But I do. I love NASCAR. And and before I was with Extends, I used to actually do promos. I was the main girl for Race Girl.
Mm.
And Race Girl had Car Zero in the Busch series. NASCAR Busch series. So I actually used to be in the pits and I would have tools and I would get the crowd all ready and rev the tools up in the pit and it was cool. So I kind of grew up in the whole car industry. My dad's a big wig in the car industry.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So you like cars.
Like cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
So I've been on the track a lot.
Yeah.
Do you like racing at all? What do you
mean? I never really raced, but it's interesting to watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think you've done more manly things than I have.
Oh, stop.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not into adventures like that. And even when I was younger, I mean, yeah, I used to do things. I was a lot more active and stuff. But but nothing like what you've been doing.
I'm out there.
So how was your New Year's Eve? Did you do anything special on New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve wasn't that great. I mean, it was okay. I relaxed. I had a really crazy birthday week.
Yeah.
Really crazy birthday week.
That's true. So you had to recover from that.
I did. I actually went to the ER. I know.
What?
I know. I was dehydrated.
Really?
And,
did you drink too much?
I apparently so. Yeah. Yeah, I drank a lot.
Wow.
So, was
that the first time you drank like that, or?
No. It goes. You know, it's every birthday.
Really?
It's around every birthday, pretty much.
You have to get shit faced completely.
I can't. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's not even that. It's like I had so much fun. Uh-huh. We were playing games. We played this game called Mafia. And then we were playing this other game. This is actually really funny. If you're on my Facebook, you have to watch this video. There's this new iPhone app. You have the iPhone, right?
Right.
Okay, there's this new app. You have to get it. It's so much fun. Like, you should go home and play with your family.
Really?
Well, maybe not that. I forget what it's called, but you can, like, Google it. And basically, it blows things up. So, like, you act out a scene.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, you can press tornado to come and wipe you away, a missile, a helicopter can land on your head, whatever. So I was so silly wasted with my friends that I had one of my friends put on a Darth Vader suit. I know, we're really weird. And this is like 4 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And we're outside on my street, and he's like wearing a Darth Vader outfit. And I'm with my couple girlfriends, and we're like, we're going to film it. You know, we're going to do this whole thing. And I'm thinking, like, we're just being so loud and retarded.
Right.
And so we're going to act out, basically, like, you're talking and you're acting out a scene. And then the person who's filming you with your iPhone, they press the button.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, go. And then a helicopter crashes on your head. So you have to act like it's really fun.
Okay,
you're like,
yeah.
But if you look at the video, it looks real. So I put the video on my Facebook, and I wrote, I got hit by a heli. And people are, like, writing me, like, what do you mean you got hit by a helicopter? Are you okay? Oh, my God, what's wrong? Wow, you're still alive? I'm like, are you guys retarded?
Wow.
Like, really? But it's a fun app. You have to get it.
I'll have to get it. Do you know what it's called?
I don't know what it's called.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we are out of time.
Oh, okay.
And thank you so much for joining me. I mean, it's been such a fun show. The time just flew, you know.
It did.
So thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll be here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.